Now, Brother Sheldon Crane of the Patterson Grand Prairie Congregation will consider how we can imitate Jesus by being loyal.
Jehovah is a God that is abundant in loyal love. And we can see how this expression really refers to Jehovah God, because loyal love refers to a love that is motivated by commitment, integrity, loyalty, and deep attachment. And Jehovah demonstrated this loyal love in his dealings with his figurative wife, ancient Israel. We see that when Jehovah took care of them, he provided everything they needed physically and spiritually. And even at times, maybe when his patience were tested with the nation, what did he do? He kindly forgave them and corrected them when needed. Well, Jesus, too, he also reflects the personality of his Heavenly Father. While Jesus was on earth by word of mouth and by the example that he set, he really proved that he loved his disciples. For instance, at John chapter 13 and verse 1, even when he knew he had to go away to his Father, it said that he loved them right to the end. And we know at times many of his disciples, they stumbled and they needed correction as well. And Jesus lovingly gave them that, thus proving his loyalty to them. So then how can you and I imitate Jehovah and Jesus? Well, I invite you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. And there we're going to read Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to read verse 24. And notice what we can do in order to imitate Jehovah and Jesus. And it says there in verse 24, and should put on the new personality that was created according to God's will in true righteousness and loyalty. So how can we imitate Jesus? Well, it said in the scripture there, Paul referred to that we needed to put on this new personality in true righteousness and loyalty. So that would include then that by us putting on this new personality, we would have to put away any of the deceptive desires and influences from Satan's world. And we would be ones that would be committed to carefully observe all of our duties and responsibilities to Jehovah our God. Now this putting on this new personality that we just read about, it's a continual process. We need to work at it. And as we work to put on this new personality, someone is there to tear us down. And that's Satan. Because Satan has no loyalty. Actually, Satan doesn't even care about people. He exploits them. And he delights in seeing others view people as he does. And even today, we may see that many treat their friends and even their relatives as they would disposable cups or even razors. And we've all used these, haven't we? We know that once we use them, we dispose of them. They're thrown out. And it's sad to say that even today, many treat their marriage mates the exact the same way. They treacherously look for ways to divorce their mate, casting them aside for someone new. Such a lack of loyalty between marriage mates can lead to leading a double life and also committing adultery. And usually, even before this extreme betrayal happens, there are smaller acts of disloyalty that often takes place. What about the viewing of pornography? What effect can that have on us? Well, we know that if we view pornography, it plants disloyal thoughts within our minds. What about flirting with the opposite sex? What effect can this have? Well, if we flirt with those of the opposite sex, it can stir romantic desires within our hearts. And then, when such unfaithfulness takes place in the path of marriage mates, it no doubt devastates the marriage and it inflicts deep wounds upon the children. So we need to be determined to imitate Jesus and not Satan and be loyal. We are taught at Micah chapter 6 and verse 8 that we really need to cherish our loyalty. So let's just look at that word cherish for a moment. If we're going to cherish something, it means that we're going to be more than joyously fulfilling an obligation that we have towards something, isn't it? If we're truly going to cherish something, it means that we would hold it dearly, or that we would highly esteem it. Well, when we reflect back on the life of Jesus while he was here on earth, he certainly gave clear evidence that he demonstrated and he cherished loyalty down to the last hours of his life while he was here. So in our marriage, too, we can follow Jesus' example of loyalty. Just as we may install an alarm system in our vehicle, or maybe in our home, and maybe many of us have that here today, an alarm system. Why do we do that? Well, we do it because we want to prevent a thief from entering, don't we? Well, we too can take similar steps within our marriage in order to safeguard our heart. You see, the loyalty that is displayed within a marriage, it really begins first at home between the husband and the wife. We need to really cherish our mate, hold them dearly, highly esteem them, as we referred to. We really need to nurture the bond that we have toward each other. What about if challenges arise within our marriage? Do we go separate ways? Maybe one downstairs and one upstairs? No. If we're going to display loyalty within our marriage, we work together as a team to resolve them. We take practical steps maybe within our marriage to deal with temptation. Make it known right away that we are married. It also may include that at our workplace, we may have to set boundaries, deciding beforehand what we will and what we will not tolerate when it comes to having socialization with the opposite sex. You see, friends, when both husband and wife display such loyalty within a marriage, it protects it. And no doubt, many blessings come from such loyalty. We'd like to now interview Brother Granville, who is happily married, but he deals with romantic attention at the workplace. So, first of all, Brother Granville, can you tell us what types of places you work at?
I work at various businesses and residential homes.
Okay. So at these places, what kind of romantic attention do you receive?
Well, at residential homes, I've been invited to stay over on several occasions. And in businesses, usually women making sexual comments, give me phone numbers, or even inviting me to go home with them.
Really? That... In this corrupt system of things that we live in, ruled by Satan, many men would really find that a test of loyalty. So how have you been able to avoid or deal with this romantic attention you receive?
Well, at residential homes, I always try to bring along a coworker with me. So that way I'm never actually alone with the homeowner. Also, I love to talk about my wife, Brittany. So we set it up right away that I'm happily married. And also, I have photos of her and I together on my phone.
That's very good practical steps that you have taken there, Brother Granville. So how have you and your wife been able to keep such a strong relationship in your marriage?
Well, we try very hard to keep open communication in our marriage, so that way any difficulties that may or do arise, we can work through them together.
Very nice. So what blessings have you received?
Well, Brittany and I have become very close, also with Jehovah. So I know that I have her respect and her trust, and anything that might happen, I can express openly with her. And that's possible because she knows fully well how I feel about her.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Brother Granville, for your comments and demonstrating loyalty within your marriage. So, friends, do we have good reason to imitate Jesus? Well, as seen in the symposium, we have considered four good reasons that we can imitate Jesus and not Satan. We can imitate Jesus by being generous, by being appreciative, by being truthful, and being loyal in all our ways. So may each of us always imitate Jesus and never Satan.
Thank you, brothers.